What people need to know about dementia care. From five courageous care companions experiencing their loved one's cognitive change. Five dementia care partners participated in the creation of the text that follows. Over the past few years, their words of wisdom, flickers of joy, and flashes of frustration were collected. Each reflection, remark, or request resonated at a certain point along the course of the disease. In the winter of 2022-23, we gathered a selection of these thoughts to bear witness and give expression to the care partnering experience. This booklet was inspired by its companion piece, a 2016 booklet of insights and advice from five brave spirits living with early stage Alzheimer's or other cognitive impairment. A note on the importance of terminology. We choose humanistic language. For example, we like the terms care companion, care partner, or carer rather than caregiver. We grow and deepen through this experience along with the changing needs of our loved one. This is receiving as well as giving. We remind ourselves that we're in this together with someone we love. Another language choice. We refer to the course of the disease or its development rather than the disease progression. It's hard to feel any part of this is progress. What we want you to know about living with our loved one's cognitive change. We long for a culture that embraces dementia. Keep me and my loved one with dementia in your life. We can't do this alone. There are endless ways to make a connection. Send a postcard. Make a phone call. Let us know you are near. Include my loved one in conversation. Give us flexible options for things to do, times to meet, without expectations, understanding last-minute changes. We need the company and support of others to buoy us. I'm in the pool, fully submerged. Sometimes I fear I'll never entirely breach the surface again. Those with closed eyes can't hang out in the pool for very long. You learn to open your eyes. It's hard to come out of caregiving, out of the pool. Come see me inside the pool. Swim with me to keep the loneliness at bay. Don't say to us that it must be so hard. I could never do what you're doing. Not helpful. Please don't call us saints or say we're going to heaven. We're flawed human beings caring for someone we love, doing the best we can. Don't say, you need to be strong for her. I know I do. Please be strong for me. Don't try to fix or solve this for us. Don't meet us. Do meet us where we are. Try to understand. Listen. Be willing to sit in companionable silence. Just be there. As you listen, share our tears. They are another way of expressing love. Don't expect things to be the way they were. Do try to be part of our new normal and know even that will continue to change. Don't give up on us. Water is my texture, weightless, buoyant, breaching, treading huge swells, and breathing under. Water is my texture, dishes and laundry, and gentle, quiet, loving, almost reverence, shower, chair, showers. Sloth is growth, too. In a world that values speed, we're slowing down. We're grateful for the years we have had and the ways they changed our lives. Our hearts have been stretched, and we're thankful for that stretching. Compassion has grown. We wouldn't do this if it wasn't a calling. We've been called into a deeper love. They need us to love in new ways. We're not married to sorrow. We just choose not to look away. Understand, there are days our hearts will be broken. As we care for our loved one, grief is always present. Grief for what we have lost and what we will lose. What we hope for is constantly shifting. Joy is relative. We continually change our expectations. We might be irritable and snappy. Don't take it personally. Care partnering uncovers the power of each moment, love without conditions. Care partners breathe this. Grief touches every place, every cell. Like water, it changes you. It's like existing in another substance. I'm mourning, but I will not sink. Now I see grief is not an ocean of sadness, after all, but a river of guilt, anger, sorrow, and love. It just keeps going. It is often overwhelming. When all is said and done, a sense of humor is fundamental to make it through. On this rugged journey, there's time for lightheartedness. There's a richness because life is revealed in the joy and the sorrow. We learn to accept uncertainty. We don't know how things will unfold either. We change along with our loved ones. Possibilities exist. The future exists. After being a care partner, life exists. We find our way through and start making meaning of the experience. It changes how we embrace others. It changes how we will love in the future. What's happening is past romantic, beyond reciprocity, eclipsing ego, bigger, gentler, more whole. Loving when we don't feel very loving. Loving when we're frustrated, when we're hurting, angry, afraid, sad, lonely, exhausted. And still we love. Love is unemptiable.